Hey, how's everybody? Okay. So we are continuing to the union of Moshe V'Cholov. So last year we spoke about the Nekuda Neflah. So the Nekuda Neflah is basically a discussion of whether there's a din of Basar V'Cholov if the Basar component is not kosher. But what do we mean by that? We mean specifically Chelev, Nevela, etc. And then the whole issue is an issue of what? Einisr, Chalal, Isr, and all the different permutations that we saw last time. But you have to hold kafet. Today, we're moving on from that, and we're going to discuss, but what if the basar is a min tameh? In other words, till now, it was a min tahor, it was just the chelev of the animal, which is forbidden, or it died without shechita, so it's a nevela. And what is the story of basar v'chalav there? There, technically, there should be, but it's only a question of einisr, Chalal, Isr, and the question is whether there's a nisr or not, etc. But what about if the behemoth tameya, if it's pig, if it's non-kosher species, chazir, so then that's a whole different question whether the concept of basar v'cholov is chal. Obviously, you can't eat it out of the pig, but is there going to be an isser bishul then? Is there going to be an isser hana? Or maybe when it's pig, it's totally mufka from basar v'cholov. So that's going to be the first discussion. So the Gemara on page 2 says Amar Shmuel and Lach Kufi Gimel Amud Beis. Gidi l'rabos es hachelav, gidi l'rabos es hamesa, gidi l'rabos es hashlil. But then gidi l'hotzi es adam, gidi l'hotzi es hashili, gidi l'hotzi es hatmeya. That if the animal is tamei, meaning it's a non-kosher species, it's pig, it's pork, etc. So then it's not bechlal, the whole parsha of basar v'cholov. So it's not, doesn't have to come on to the, see, the vela is in the parsha. And there is basar v'cholov. It's only a child of einis or chalal isser. So there's certainly going to be an isser bishul. And isser hana was a question that we talked about. And that is the, so if you look in the Rambam, on page 3. Ein nisr min haTorah ela basar behema tahora, v'cholav behema tahora. Shenemar lo sevasha gadol b'chalav imo. Gdihu kolo vlad hashor, vlad hasev, vlad ha'ez, and shivur lachav yu, and gdihu zim omer gdihu kolo imo. Hava basar behema tahora becholav behema tameya. Hava basar behema tameya becholav behema tahora. Mutar levashel u mutar behanaya. Vein chayavim alikim also mishum basar becholav. So he's saying, the Rambam's saying, based on that Gemara, that there's no din of basar v'cholov when it comes to a behemoth tameya. Meaning, if the animal, the meat part component is tamei, it comes from a non-kosher species, or the milk is coming from a non-kosher species. So therefore, the Israchim of the Shteitzach is going to be there because the thing is tamei. But the But anything else, the other components of Vasa Bechala won't apply. Because even the Achila Shabbos is not also Alts Vasa Bechala. So that is the what it says in the Rambam. So let's look in the tour on page 9. Says the tour, Aval Basar Tahora. Call of the name of the Meya, or what's the name of the Torah, what's the name of the Torah? Inu Elomid Rabbanim. The word of Vishal Bahana. So the simple pshat over here is that. Bosa Behema Temeya, the Cholav, is Bosa Becholav Midrabonim. It is Bosa Becholav. Unless we have another way of reading it, as we'll see. But, and we know that many poskim hold the Rambam that when it comes to Bosa Behema, Bosa Becholav Midrabonim, like many Rishonim hold that Oaf is only Midrabonim. So then there's no Isser Bishul or Isser Hanah. So he's saying that maybe it is. Maybe there is an Isser Midrabanan or Basu Becholov, even on a Behema Temeah. Now, but Lechora, first of all, we have to see is that really true? And Lamai Nafkamina. Because the Behema is the Behema Temeah, it's also Bechila. And there's no Isser Bishul Hanah because any time there's Basu Becholov Midrabanan. So then, what did we gain by this? By saying this? You might as well go home. It's the same. In other words, the Isser Achila, of course, it exists by Behemoth Temeah. And the Isser Bishul Hanah for sure doesn't exist because if it's only Midrabanan, there's no Isser Bishul or Isser Hanah. So, till now, till we turn to the tour, we just said that there's no, it's mufka from the whole parsha. Behemah Temeah is mufka from the whole parsha of Basar Becholov. Now we're saying, no, there is Basar Becholov, but there's no Mr. Bishul Usar no. So let's see, first of all, does the tour really say that? The simple reading, he does say it. But let's look at the Beis Yosef and the Bach. So it says the Beis Yosef from page 9. Mikol Mokom Masha Kotzuv Einu El Midrabanan Lokoi El Chayiv Oof Bechol of Tahora. In other words, that thing that he says Einu El Midrabanan is not going on the part that says Basim Tahora Bechol of Tmei or Basim Eimizim Tahora. It's only going on Basim Chayiv Oof. Now, obviously, the way we have it here in the Torah, he would need to make some type of restructuring of the sentence structure. Because the way it reads is that the Rabbanan is going on all these things. So says the Beis Yosef, no, it can't be. Even the Basar Tahora, B'chol of Tameyah, Basar Tameyah, B'chol of Tahora, L'ashkar Yasarucha Chomim Bachila, Mishum Basar B'cholof. What do we accomplish? Achashakvari Yasar V'omid Menat Torah, Mishum Basar Tameyah, Mishum B'chol of Tameyah. Period. Right? That those words you have to add in. And then as you have to do something to this the way the sentence structure is now, that the Rabbanan is going even on Behema Temeya. So you'd have to add in some words. Basa Behema or Basa Temeya Tahora is us, you know, Aimbo is doesn't have an Isser. Basa Tahora Mutar Bibishal Vahana, period. And now new sentence. Basa, etc. Because without those words, it doesn't. And the Beis Yosef is confident that it can't mean that. That there's an Issa Drabbanan by Basar Temeya, because it doesn't make sense that there should be an Issa Drabbanan, because what are you accomplishing? The Issa Achilav is Midaraisa already. What do you need an Issa Drabbanan? And else the lot. And also the Bishul Hanah, well, it's Rabbanan anyway, there's no Bishul Hanah, it's a Bishul Hanah. That's the Beis Yosef. Glad, you just have to add some words in. You have to check an old manuscript of the tour to see if. Sarei Karmira Vidarshayu. So here's Sarei Satur Vidarshayu. But let's look at the Bach now. So he talks about the other aspect. But he says, he thinks no. He thinks that there's always an Issa Midrabbanan of that was the, well, if you have Basa Becholov from an oaf Becholov, that's Basa Becholov Midrabbanan, and then there should be an Issa Bishul Hanah Midrabbanan. And therefore, he says, at the bottom of the MK, in the first verse, he's in there, they have a name, Gamlini, is a bishop, they have a bishop, they have a bishop, they have a bishop, they have a bishop. And he says, and he thinks that there's an Issid Rabbanan of Basu Becholov, even by Behemoth Meir. And hence, Behemoth Temeya will be like Basar Oaf. It's Issa Drabbanan. And therefore, you'll read the Torah. Kipshuto. That there'll be an Issa. Eino El Midrabbanan. Umudu Bivishul Vahana Midaraisa, but Midrabbanan it's us. So that's what the Bach says. So the Bach has a double Kiddush, because it's the standard conventional wisdom is that by Oaf Becholov, like the simple shot in the Rambam. Yeah, we didn't read the Rambam together. We should read it together. Page 3. Halacha Dalet. Hey, Moshe Chayev Oaf, Bein Becholov, Bechem Chayev, Bechem Behema, and also Bechilim Minatora, Lefichach, next page, mutul vashlo mutul hanaya. So he writes Mefarish, mutul vashlo mutul hanaya. So the Bach will learn that, in other words, the Bach doesn't want to relinquish the, he's not taking on the Rambam, he doesn't want to relinquish the Rambam from his, so he'll say on page 10, second line, Divya Ramnam Kubam Alpi Derek Zer, Shrei Kotsav Enisum HaTorah Al Bosu Behem HaTorah, Al Bosu Behem HaTorah, Shabushim Mechayim, Al Bosu Behem HaTorah, Shabushim Mechayim HaTorah, Muto Vashu Muto Aliyah, Mechayim Al Korotu, Shabushim Mechayim. It's only Min HaTorah. But Min Rabbanon is still an Issa. And that's what the Torah means also. Midaraisa.
So he understands
the
Rambam
when
he says
what
to mean. Both
the
Rambam also, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a double machlokis here. This is a machlokis both about what is the status of Behemoth Temeya. Is there an Issa Rabbanim by Behemoth Temeya? And so the Beis Yosef says no. It's only Osir also the Behemoth Temeya, but there's no Issa Boshem B'Shechol Shabbat. And the Bach disagrees. He says, no, there's an Issa Drabbanan. And then Stam, whenever there's an Issa Drabbanan, like Oaf, or Behemoth Temeya, according to the Bach, will there be an Issa Bishul Vahanah? And Beis Yosef says, no, Issa Bishul Vahanah. And the Bach says, no, yes, Issa Bishul Vahanah, Mid Drabbanan. Because the big question that they ask is, what's the big question? The big question they ask is, what do you need an Issa Drabbanan for by Basa Becholov, Behemoth Temeya? So according to the Bach, well, you need it to make an Issa Bishul V'Hanah. But the Beis Yosef L'Shitaso, see, the two things are L'Shitaso. Because if you hold that when it's an Issa Drabbanan, there's no Issa Bishul V'Hanah, so then there's no point in having an Issa Basa Becholov Midrabbanan. But if you hold there is an Issa Bishul V'Hanah Midrabbanan, then there is a point. Oh, so there is a Taz on page 13. So he quotes the tour, and then he quotes the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Picture Beis Yosef in Menach Atomei, who also Vachim with the rice, the Lamu Migzar Lai. The Drisha before the time starts. So they say a different word, another answer, the Drisha in the Bach also. Yishnachiminim Zerzul Heavy Din Chatich and Asas Devela. Because we hold as though Chatich and Asas Devela by Shari Surim, only in Basim Cholov. So if something is only an Isser Temeya, and then you cook it with something else, there won't be an Isser, there won't be a din of Hanan, because it's Hanan Bishari Surim. Is going to Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no Hanan Bishari Surim, only by Basim Cholov. So that's what the Drisha, so they give this answer. But the Taz says he doesn't like the answer. That he says that no. You say now it became an Issa Basa Becholov. He says, Lo Doka Rabbanim is a Kvodim of Kona Munach, the Iker Hatam the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Machmir of Basa Becholov, whom he came to Kolechim of Neatzmo. Mutter. Why is Basa Becholov different than Shari Surim? Because Basa Becholov is basically two things that's on Mutter, and you bring them together, so now the whole Chatich has to be Asim. But over here, they're not both mutter. It's Pasuk Tomei with, so he's saying, now we're going to make a Din Chanan, because the Minachar is Tomei. So you could say, well, but it's not Aser Al Pasuk Chol. That's how they'll say that. Right, but there's another Nafkamina. Right, but I'm saying that's another answer. In other words, that could be true also. That could be true also, that there's an initial Hanah as well, Midrabanan, but this is another, this is the Drisha we could see. If you want to take a look. On page 9. And I didn't bracket it, but second line on the drish on the left side. So that's another possible answer. Yeah. Okay, so so the Taz didn't like it, okay, but yeah, because he said Chanan, he doesn't think the Chanan of Basim Chalav only would be if the piece of meat is mutter meat. Like, you could argue with him and say, but it's still Al Basim Chalav is a Basim Chalav Shabbat. But the simple pshat is not like this. The simple pshat is that there's no issue Basim Cholov by Behemoth Tameya. But these two interesting machlokes in emerge. That is, there din, and that's the shail of something that's also midrabanan. What's the din? Now, let's now go to Oaf. So we mentioned that Oaf is only midrabanan, so that's not so pashut. So there are Rishonim that discuss the story of Oaf. Take a look on page 7. So what's the story with Oaf and Cholov? The Tosha says, Olam Nogu, page 7 on the bottom, Kuftalan on the base. Olam. Olam Nogu, Shalalechok Vina, Achar Bosse Klau. A few Achar Oaf. I've got the time to get off the Gvina and Cholom Bapikor, and I'm not sure off the Chiba, tell me from the Sover, what's off the Cholom of Lav Daraisa, but look high Melon Hachi. So, Tosa Sheet is that off is Daraisa. And And the only reason, that's the only reason we're machmir to wait between chicken and milk is because we hold this, the rice. That's Tosa Shikra. Others disagree and say Oph is the Rabbanon. There's a famous theorem in the Rambam. Let's see what the steer is. Yeah. He says that the only reason why, because he says if you hold it to Rabbani, you don't have to wait the 6 hours. It's only since you hold it to the Raisa. We hold it, that's what he says. But others disagree. Look in the Rambam on page 3. V'chein b'osa chaya v'olf v'im v'chol chaya v'chol v'chein v'chay v'chol v'heim v'heima ena osa v'chilu min ha-Torah. So he writes v'feirish. It's only the Rabbanim. V'chicha muta v'vashlo muta v'anaya. Right? That's the famous but he says in this Rambam he says that it's that chaya and olf are the Rabbanim. There's another Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim. Where he writes Osel Vashav Lechol Bosav Bechol Bein Bosav Behema Bein Bosav Chayat of a bosser, oh, is mutum kol minator. So here he puts chaya in the deraisa thing. Sorry. Okay. Well, we normally assume it is oh, by oh, for sure, we normally assume it's the rabbana. And the Shach, on page 13, you know, he also discussed that question about Behemoth May, if there's an Isser, and he says that we don't find that there's any Isser.
Right.
You know, he's against the Bach. He says we never find that there should be an Isser Basa B'cholov by Behemoth May. Okay. Okay, so we talked about Bein Mitzvah, we talked about Basar B'cholov. Isser Hanav Basar B'cholov Mid Rabbanon. Okay, we talked about that also. And now Tzatzli. Right. What's the story with Tzli? A cheeseburger. What is the story with Tzli? Tzli, in other words, you roast. You don't cook it with a medium of water. So this is a big discussion in the postgame whether Tzli, is this supposed to be called of Midaraisa or Midarabanan? So if you look in page 11, that he says that Chaya is the Raisa, whereas
Kain and Ol, which is by
Kain. Just give the Kain. Okay, what about sleep? So the Chiddushi Rabbi Kiva Eiger says we should look in the Pri Chadash. So let's look in the Pri Chadash. Let's look at the Pri Chadash on page 20. What's the name of the Sefer Pri Chadash? Peres Genosa. Peres Genosa. It was traditionally printed as a separate Sefer. It wasn't in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So it was usually an Archaim, the Pri Chadash is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. But in Yerodei, it's printed as a separate Sefer. If you get the Friedman, then you get the Pri Chadash also. So if you want to get Friedman, you can get the Pri Chadash also for free. They don't charge you for the Pri Chadash.
They give you the
Pri Torah. The Pri Torah as well, the Archaim. The Archaim of Chadash. Oh, so this Pri Chadash proves that we're on time with our learning. Yes, he says the Rai is from Korban Pesach. We're holding. Shloshim Yom Kodesh Lachag. Right? We're going page 20. Shein Asher, Sli B'chal Bishol. He says, Sli is B'chal Bishol. What is Bishalta Vachalta? You mavatsha the Korban Pesach? If you mavatsha the Korban Pesach, you get Malkus. So the Torah is saying, so obviously, the word Bishalta doesn't mean Bishalta, it means sleep. So you see that the Torah interchangeably uses Bishal when it really means sleep. So that Hu Adinami, when it says Lo Smashal Gedim Chalevi Mo, that could also mean Lo Titzle Gedi as well. And he shows the other Pasuk in Zvarim, and if that's not good enough, the Pasuk in Zvarim, you can get a Pasuk in Divrei Hayom Beis Lamed Hei Gimel. If you're not holding in Zvarim, then you're holding in Divrei Hayom Beis Lamed Hei Gimel, where it says Vayivashlo Sapesa. So even though, obviously, Bishul can't be taken literally, so you see that the Torah uses the word Bishul when it means slave as well. So Lo Svashal Gedi, you can't bring a raya otherwise. It's right there. You have it in front of you just as I do.
I don't.
You have page 20.
Really
page 20.
I have it.
Okay. You see where the bracket is? On the
Yeah,
okay, excellent. So keep going down.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now there's a famous machloikus, anyone who learns Sanhedrin. And you didn't have to get too far. Dav Dalet. If you get to Dav Dalet, you make it to Dav Dalet. Right, there's the whole sugya of Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem Masoros, right? So, So how does the pasuk go? Lo sefashal gedi, do what? The chalevi mo. So is it going on milk, or is it going on fat? What is it referring to? Elam Arava, Lo Svashal Di, Dech Bishul Asra Torah. So says Rashi, Dech Bishul Cholol Solo Kamai. So Dech Bishul, so the Pasuk is referring to, what's the Isser? What is the Isser? To take a piece of meat with its Chalev? Or is it, that could have been the Yisr, even though we hold that that's fine if it's kosher Caleb. If it's straight Caleb, then it's straight Caleb. But, so he says, no, you read it Chalav. Because Bishul has to have a liquid medium. And if Rashi says, Chalav Tzol Kamayim, Ika Bishul, although Chalav ain't a Bishul Ela Tigun. So it must be referring to what? Cholov. Because if it's not cholov, then there's no bishul. So you see the poskim point out, and we'll see the achronim point out. You see, and we'll see in Tosis that he's dafka saying that you need bishul as opposed to tzli. Look in Tosis. Cholov ain't a bishul el tigun. First bechutzus. But Tosis has a different answer. Tosis says derech bishul, he's referring to derech bishul Torah, well, bishul shari. So derech bishul also Torah means it has to be something that the bishul created the iser. But if it's talking about the pasuk is talking about chalev, the chalev is also anywhere. So then the bishul didn't create the iser. So the mele. But Tosis is not bothered by the fact that it's, if it would be chaylev, it would be tzli or tigun, because so Bachron pointed out. So this question of tzli deraisa or derabanan is a famous machlokas. Rashi and Tosis in Sanhedrin. So Rashi says it has to be bishul with a liquid medium. 1 second, and Tosis says that it can even be tigun, even be tzli. And that is pointed out in the Akharidim, in bottom of the Prechadot, on page 20, in the Chavad Das. It's really also going to talk about the Chavad Das Rashi, because you have to be there about it. I think that's... I mean, it's actually clear that it's, but he says Tosis, he means the first line of Tosis. That's explaining the Rashi. According to the other part of Tosis, okay.
Right, Tosis. So
the first line of Tosfos was he explained the Rashi, that's saying it's the Rabbanan. But the Yesh Mefarshim, that would be saying that we don't mind that it's sleep. The only question is, the official is only because it doesn't mean that you need a liquid, you just need that the official created the answer. Huh? Tosa says, the kasha, the tisa, the golden mesa, srinun, the cholov, the manda mesa cholov, the kama hasam of mesa lo shrika kroi. In other words, because the Gemara has all those drushes, on the Kufyud Gimel. Kufyud Gimel, yeah. So all these... So the question is, do you need a pasuk for that? Yeah. Because... This is it. Yeah. Pashal fees in the chalav, chayin of a mesa, asrinim b'chalav, chayin of a mesa, asrinim b'chalav, right? If you have chayin of a mesa, the man da'omer yisuch halalissa.
So even though that's not, even though that's the answer from before, Kamar Hasam Olam Mesa Moshika Kro. So then, if there's an iser, even the chalav, chalav and chalav, so don't you see that the din of basam chalav applies even when it's not that the bishul created the iser? This is a discussion that there should be an iser of chalav and chalav. So it could be that in the end he rejects it, and that's what he means to say, he goes back to Rashi. Okay, whatever, but if you say like the second idea, then not. Okay, but so Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses that. So he refers, so the pre-chadash says not that way. So he says, you see, from Korban Pesach. So what is Rashi going to say? So Rashi will say, okay, that's by Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, he uses some of the Lashon Bishul, but it really means sleep. But by Basam Cholav, not. And when, you know, taught to, you know how to, what do you mean? Okay, so that's the machlokus about Sli. And then the next thing is kavash, right? What's the din if you soak milk? That was the original example, right? Itoro lo b'chelba, also b'chelba chidushu, right? We learned that last time. That was the whole of the discussion about how the source of how you know kavash is 24 hours. The Rosh says, because the Gemara says, itoro chelba kula yoma, right? Kula yoma. And what does the Gemara say? That Kavush is not also Basam Chol because it's not Derech Mishal. So everyone agrees that Kavush is not Derech Mishal. So then what's the story about Kavush is not Derech Mishal? So it's not Basam Chol of the rice. But what about Bidrabanan? So look at the Yamshel Shlomo on page 8. Can I to know all the Yamshel Shlomos? That's another thing, you have to know everything. You have to know every Yamshel Shlomo. Whether we pass it like it, we don't pass it like it, it's not shy not to know a Yamshel Shlomo. Every place, we argue the Basar B'chol of Asim and Ben Bishol Ben Achil of Asim Hanah and the Torah and Asim Achil of that Bishol. We give the Rabbanah Asim Achil of Derech Bishol. Right? In Nosha Yom Shalim, so if you soak the milk, the meat in the milk for a whole day, so it's Kavash. Or you name Malicha, right? Asim Midrabanah, Asim Hanah. Right, because he's of the opinion like the Bach, right? That when there's an Isser Basa B'cholov Midrabanan, there's still an Isser Bishul and Hano Midrabanan. Not like the simple shot in the Rambam. We have the Basa B'heim V'tahora, B'cholov B'heim V'tameyah, Basa B'heim V'tamorcha, Mutu L'Vashel, Mutu B'hano. We have the Isser Basa B'cholov Moshnah, Halimah Moshnah, yeah. So then he writes, he says, Kosov on the left side, Kosov is a rug, actually, Stapek, Basav, Bacholov, Osu, Kachomim, Pinacha, Shah, it's Soydin, Yosim, Yom Echad. And the piece of meat was soaking in the milk for a day. all day Malika, Asur Bahana in Lab, is it also Bahana? Asur Bahana in Lab, Amati Bahana in Mokumil, Kokam was from Riley Sur, Kakas of Mordecai, Kakas of Heavy, Shard Bahana, Kol also Shemi Dramon. Below the hero! He doesn't like it. You see, it's interesting. The Bach, he didn't want to say he's arguing with the Rambam. But he says, you can read it into the Rambam also. The Rambam only means to be the Raisa. But Yamshel Shlomo, just says, Lo Nehira. Lo Nehira Shekoka Chabim Devayim, Gibi Ayim Netza. I'll show you through the Rabbanim and the Chalak. Because he's not afraid to say that he disagrees with the Rambam. Remember the first time I think I ever heard Rabbi Tendler, Rabbi Moshe Tendler Shlita, speak was at a Chanukah Chagiga. They used to have Chanukah Chagiga. There was a speaker. Rabbi Tendler spoke. It was around 1980, and he spoke about the Marshal. That's what he spoke about. One of the things he spoke about. And in that Dhamma to the Marshal, he speaks about when his candle was going out and he wanted to continue learning, and then he had a mace that the candle stayed lit. He had his own private mace Hanukkah. He's speaking about the greatness of the Marshal. So the Marshal, he says, on the Rambam, Lo Nehira. The Rambam makes this yisod. If it's only an issur d'rabbanan, and this mutar is official, but no, he says no. I disagree. See, the Bach didn't want to do that. The Bach wanted to say, yeah. Marshal said, okay, I'm against the Rambam. So be it. Yeah.
The first line is
Chayva Opier. Is he saying it's the right? Yeah. Also, yeah. The boss of Chayva Opa holds the right.
Right. The only
Kavah Shul Mulicha. Right. Because the other ones he holds it. Yeah. Right. That's also true. That is also true. So. Marshal keeps life exciting. So you got to know every Marshal. So that's a separate issue. That's the other issue, whether by Behemoth Meya is there an issur basar mecholah. So there he could go and say no. Right. But the ones that are Darabonan, you go all the way. But on that Nakuda, that's another. So it's interesting, right? Kochum points out that on Basachaiva Oaf is a Daraisa, fully, he holds. But Behemoth Meya, he holds, it's not even Osir Midrabanan, and also Basar Mecholah. So he has two other Chidushim there. But the ones that are also with Rabbanan, so the three Chidushim within the, as Rabbi Tarkin pointed out. And then let's see the Placey. Let's close up with the Placey.
stated that the Gamma Sisi starts to move from Mahad Makshin Ha'il and Mahad 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 Ha'il. One of the sources is Tamki Iker, right? We discussed the great Arichas, all the different sources to Tamki Iker. So one of the sources of Tamki Iker is the Hechsher Kalim. But the Hechsher Kalim, so it must be a bit of Tamki Iker, or else why you have to be Machshir Kalim. So, the place he has a very stark Kasha. He says, no. Maybe Tam Ki Iker is Rabbanan. But everyone has to agree that Tam Ki Iker is derisive by Bosa B'Cholov. Because that's what Bosa B'Cholov is. It's Tam. It's meat and milk cooked together and then you eat a piece of meat. So that's Tam. So maybe the reason why the reason why they had a Kasher claim Midyan is not because of Tam Ki Iker. It's only all Bosa B'Cholov. And then there's a Din Tam Ki Iker. But maybe in Okanami there's no Din of Tam Ki Iker by other Yisur. Because the only issue that it has to be a Din Tam Ki Iker is Moshe B'Cholov. By anything else, the Hechi Tesi. So, but just by the fact that they had Hagolas Kalim doesn't mean that there's a Din of Tam Ki Iker. Because B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Because maybe they had a Mimachshir the Kalim for Moshe B'Cholov. Because there was Moshe B'Cholov there. Filmim B'Shmiel Kakti V'Torah Ulai Gishol B'Hem Ha'akum Boser. And now we want to use it for milk. Oh, Ipka. What's the whole Kuli Abadab can get the right talk more when you will feed? Yeah, this is a good kasha. That's the place is kasha. Place is kasha. So what does he say? So the 3 days, Zubu Kashmir had the Torah Tziva, Asher lo tova mind, Tavir be'eish, Rav, Mimashi Tashmish, or Kasha, Kitam Kikir, Rav Dorais, Rav Mishum, Bosa B'Cholof, Hani Kli, he says no, because there's a concept of libum, right, in the parsha of Midyan, right? So libum means he did it with the ash. So it means he did tzli. But by tzli, there's no basim cholov if you hold it. So it must be that it's talking about libum for shari sur. So you see, Tam Ki Iker. Here's a harif. You don't have to know every place, but if you want to enjoy life, you should know the places also. Place he has to give all the gakasha. Who says that the Gemara learns out the Tam Ki Iker from Hechsher Kalim, with Pashas Matas, that every Magyol Kalim. So he has the Kasha, but maybe the only Magyol Kalim from Bosa B'Cholov. Maybe the Goyim used it for meat and I want to use it for milk. So that's why I have to be Magyol Kalim. And by Bosa B'Cholov, for sure there's a din of Tam Ki Iker. But Bosa B'Cholov, for sure there's a din of Tam, because that's what Bosa B'Cholov is. The whole Bosa, but any other issue, you don't have to exist even without Tam Ki Iker. Who says if I cook a tray piece of meat with a potato that it's asr? Maybe not. Maybe the potato is still mutter. By Bosa B'Cholov, that's the chiddush of Bosa B'Cholov. Yeah, so 1 second. So he has the kasha, so maybe in a chanami there's no such thing as Tam Ki Iker, and the only reason they had to be Magal the Kalim, Makshir the Kalim is for Al Bosa B'Cholov. So he says back, yeah, but the Torah there also speaks about the Libud. And libun is when you didn't use any water. Then you do libun. So that means it was tzli. But if you hold that there's no basa b'cholov by tzli, like Rashi, so then the pasuk of libun can't be talking about basa b'cholov. So then the hagola not necessarily by basa b'cholov either. And that'll be a raya that it must be talking about shari surim. And shari surim is a din of tam ki iker. That's a harifus. Rav Yonos and Eibshitz, what can I tell you? But they're still fighting, you know, about this. You know, there are always different theories.
They're still. It's amazing that the people are still spending time on figuring out this machlokes. I say, forget about the machlokes and just learn all the places and all the shaylos yavitzes, and you'll be better off that way. And whatever happened, like Rabbi Sobolovsky said to me once, we don't know what happened last week. We're going to know what happened hundreds of years ago. But it's a geschmack in machlokes, because everyone was involved. You know, they know the Yehuda, the Shabbatai, the Bnei Yeshua. It was mamish. You know, everyone got involved in this, so it's geschmack. So I guess if you, you know, it's a good topic. But Lamaisa, you know, what am I going to tell you?
You can learn
that the Rayon can be almost close. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's the shiur about Pasa B'chol Midraisa Midra Bottom. Bez Hashem will continue on Wednesday, Bez Hashem.